From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Some of the most highly populated areas across the Northeast Corridor look like ghost towns this hour as Hurricane Sandy speeds toward the coast, expecting to make landfall in New Jersey within hours. It is expected to blow ashore with top winds of 90 miles per hour. Well, the winds are certainly picking up this hour. Sandy draws closer to New York City. NPR's Zoe Chase says Mayor Michael Bloomberg is now urging everyone to stay indoors.
It's not easy to shut down New York City. Schools are closed, subways, buses aren't running, the stock exchange, banks are shut. Last night, Mayor Bloomberg ordered an evacuation of the low-lying areas of the city, Zone A. We used loudspeakers, flyers under the door, had friends call, he said. At a certain point, you've done all you can do. Even those who want to go out in the city and spend money enjoying the nightlife, Bloomberg says not tonight.
Restaurants want the business and movie theaters and everybody else, but just remember it is dangerous out there. And it may be a good time to just stay hunkered into your home and have a sandwich out of the fridge and sit back and watch television.
Tonight is when high tide and the full moon hit and the flood risk is at its highest. Zoe Chase, NPR News, Brooklyn.
One of the many scenes being played out across the Northeast is the frantic last-minute search for basic supplies. NPR's Craig Windham caught up with customers at a hardware store in the nation's capital, waited a little too long to get what they needed.
The manager of this store, Crystal Davis, says there's a lot of demand for
flashlights, sand, batteries, candles.
Norman Kofer says he'd rather not resort to candles, so he's buying flashlights, several of them.
Small flashlight, industrial flashlight, and a black light UV flashlight.
But batteries are the hottest item and in the shortest supply. Gloria Stokes admits she just waited too long to look for them.
People have been buying for the last 3 or 4 days, so I'm just a late comer.
Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
NPR's Christopher Joyce takes us now to a marina near Annapolis, Maryland, which is confronting a different worry.
A lot of the communities here along the Chesapeake Bay are heavily wooded. Lots of forest, and this hurricane, even though it's not going to flood as much probably as Isabel did in 2003, the winds are higher than they have been in past hurricanes. And the real worry here, and I've talked to the mayor of Annapolis, is wind damage to trees, and that will, of course, put power lines out. So that seems to be the major concern, and flooding is certainly going to happen, but this time it looks like they're dodging a bullet so far.
That's NPR's Christopher Joyce. About 90 miles off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, Coast Guard choppers plucked 14 crew members from rough seas generated by Sandy. Two crew members are still missing. You're listening to NPR News. Here's what else is happening in the news. The Supreme Court has refused to get involved, at least for now, in the fight over whether to confer full legal rights to fertilize human eggs. NPR's Julie Rovner reports the court declined to take a case in which the Oklahoma Supreme Court refused to allow a so-called personhood amendment on that state's ballot this November.
The personhood movement would declare that human life begins at the moment of fertilization. As such, it would not only outlaw all abortions, but also many forms of birth control and in vitro fertilization. It's been rejected by voters in Colorado and Mississippi, but the concept has been endorsed by many anti-abortion politicians, including GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney. The Oklahoma Supreme Court unanimously blocked a personhood ballot proposal last spring, ruling it conflicted with existing federal abortion rights. Backers of the measure appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which rejected the case without comment. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
In the Syrian capital, a car bomb exploded today, killing 10 people and injuring more than 40 others. The attack came on the final day of a Muslim holiday that the United Nations had hoped would be given a break from the lengthy violence in the region. However, the truce never took hold. The U.S. is seeking Algeria's support for any possible military intervention in Mali. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met today with the head of Algeria, whose government is viewed as the most stable country in North Africa, to help battle Al-Qaeda-linked militants in Mali. New York Stock Exchange closed today due to Hurricane Sandy. This is NPR News.